Dude, do you remember when you fought the Blashard Bomber? You whore!
Yeah, I heard he got so mad he was fucking...
He got so mad he broke the game and didn't let a cutscene finish. Everybody, it's Tuesday. What?
It's actually Tuesday.
It's always Tuesday.
Hey, and, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Show Notes Show. Drinky, Luke. Drinky.
Drink. Oh god, it almost fell.
Alright, so shall we?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Twitch, and we got Jimmy.
Who am I? Oh, I'm Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm Jimmy!
Michael.
Hey guys, what's up?
Who are you, Ricky? Oh, okay, he's Drinky.
And Ricky is Drinky.
So guys, this is welcome to the Last of Us spoiler cast.
No, you're fucking dumb. That's not what this is.
Oh, Michael.
Also, I'm stealing this.
Dude, I can't believe what happened to Ellen Page.
Shut the fuck up!
She got so
shut
mad.
Up!
She got so mad that they're using her likeness in The Last of Us.
Oh yeah, I saw it. What?
Like, actually, mad that she wants to sue Naughty Dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, so.
Okay, so.
So.
I think we kinda have to start with the thing that happened over the last week that completely changes everything we thought about E3. And that is that the Xbox isn't always online anymore.
Yeah. That nearly,
I hate you, Michael.
That definitely changed...
the game?
Yes.
It changes everything and almost kind of nothing.
It doesn't change anything for me.
Because it's a little bit.
It was
because you're, not some, you're a piece of shit that's going to buy anything with the Sony label on it.
No, I just didn't see anything exclusive.
Okay, Michael's a piece of shit that's going to buy anything.
Yeah, that's Michael, dude. Come on.
I got a fucking $200 here.
I uses a Walkman as a dildo.
There's no games for the Xbox One that I've... That's exclusive to the Xbox One that I have ever watched.
Until Halo and Dead Rising come out.
Not Ricky, even Dead Rising.
I don't even think Ricky's a Halo, oh, dude, I had to play the Halo. Like, are you?
No.
I play Halo with James because we always play Halo.
Because it's fun
but
to play with James.
Because he gets it.
Yeah.
Because James likes...
James...
I didn't say that.
That's me.
So, Twitch, go on.
Okay.
Leave so, this fucking... Leave this to shore.
So, it started out as a whole bunch of, like, tongue-in-cheek rumors that morning, but all sort of spearheaded by Giant Bomb's Patrick Klepek, who's, like, the only legitimate journalist in the, like, games writing industry. And, like, it officially broke when Don Matrick... posted as just a little edit of the original Xbox One reveal. A complete change of what the Xbox One needs in order to function. And that is that it can now run used games without any sort of limitations. With, I think, the disclaimer of the rest of that will be up to the publisher and whether or not they include shit like online passes again. And...
Yeah. Come on, EA. Don't do that to us.
Well, EA's been retroactively removing theirs.
Yeah, but that could have been just for what was going on with the Xbox One when it was first announced. Yeah. Now that it's, like, free, like, now that it's how it is now, like, there is a good chance they might be like, you know, fucking season pass.
And then there's also the edit they made to, well, the biggest change to what the Xbox One even is, and that's that it no longer needs a constant internet connection to function.
It's just
it needs a one-time setup connection.
And then never has to connect again.
Yeah.
That.
That is... So it makes it, like, not evil or the face of the NSA anymore.
Yeah. The face of NSA.
But, I mean, does that... Like, as far as us four go, does that change anything, like, as far as you, Twitch? Will you now consider getting an Xbox One?
If it gets cheaper, yeah.
Which Michael? One? Michael, no. I don't know.
I think it will. I think that they're selling the Day 1 edition at $4.99.
That's, I think that's why they teased it that, like, oh, Day 1 is $4.99. Like, we're not going to say how much.
Day 2.
Day
2. $50.
Yeah.
More.
Fuck.
Our
but
consumers.
It also comes up with and
the fucking... JK, that was a rumor. It's $50. Please buy it.
But, yeah.
No, it was like, I feel like they're going to turn around. I mean, if they took away the DRM shit and the online stuff, I'm pretty sure, like, you know what? Fuck it, we'll be the same as PS3. I mean, PS4.
James, what do you think about Xbox One?
I think it's like a really good exclusive war right now. As far as exclusive, I mean, the Japanese things. And kind of
tentacles.
Xbox. And oh my god, Titanfall. I saw the Colossus levels, Battlefield 4, it looked awesome. I mean, the coordination's not there. As far as your teammates are going to go, as your friends. But it just looks awesome when you can do that much damage. As far as the Xbox goes, it's got a lot of consoles and a lot of old fans are going to come back to it. The thing I was hoping for the most was the whole DMR being online thing. I'm always online, you know, it's a big thing for me. I'm hoping for a free to play. I saw Diablo Beast coming through Xbox 360, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Just making the jump from Xbox 360 to Xbox One is going to be confusing for a lot of people who are new to gaming, especially who just got an Xbox One. It should be a buyback program.
You know what, that's a really good idea. A buyback program?
Yeah.
Like buyback as in like submit your 360 in like a certain number of games, or just like the 360 in general for a one?
Yeah, like the same thing GameStop does with the 360 package. You send that back, and then they'll give you like a coupon that works towards a new console. Like some exclusive content that has to get Google going for. Because I know people love microtransactions.
Yeah. Microtransactions. God damn it. You put in 50 cents and you get a JPEG of me saying what's up. What do you want, John? I said fucking post it on the Facebook. Don't call me in the middle of the show.
Why do you answer him?
Oh, because he's in print. I have to answer him. What's up?
Don't. Hang up. Right now. Hang up. I'll have James throw that knife right through your stomach.
What? Carry on the show.
Don't just throw it on my bullet time. I'll bullet time it.
My phone's right there. What do you think about
breaking news, everybody? John just said, why the fuck do people live in Canada still?
Because Canada's fucking awesome. It's like France 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Alright, John, so...
damn it. So damn you.
So there you go, John.
People live in Canada because it's like France 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Why? What other reason would you have to live in any place?
I was...
They got nature on their flag?
I was drinking ginger ale yesterday since I...
Were you?
Yeah, I started drinking soda again this week. Canada, so I was, and I was looking, like, oh, that's right, Canada exists. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what have they been doing lately? And I just thought about South Park, that one road that leads all through Canada. So, I don't know, John. I don't know why people live in Canada. The call I lost, so he, I don't know.
The call got lost?
Yeah.
Good. Don't answer that phone anymore.
John, you gotta post it on the page, bro.
I posted you on the page.
Don't call.
Post your page.
On your ass.
Oh, I was saying,
page.
I heard that there's like this achievement shit where if you get the day one Xbox One, you get an achievement for it.
It's a special achievement.
The fucking superior achievement.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm so glad that
What if the PS4 did that?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get it.
Of course. Well, what if you don't have money?
I'm gonna fucking suck a dick or something. Oh my god. I'm not a trophy whore for nothing, Vicky. Alright?
You will be a literal trophy whore.
Suck dick.
I won't go that far. That was just a
bullshit. I know you would.
Alright, so.
But yeah, going back to the Xbox.
That's what we think about Canada.
I've really started to sort of mull over what it means for the Xbox One to not be always online anymore. And I'm wondering if now that means they're sort of, at the last minute, changing some of the components and blocks. Or if developers now, at the last minute, have to do a lot of changes to their systems in the game. Because I know that a lot of the Xbox One games rely heavily on cloud computing now. Or at least they're improved by it. And it's not... it's not the super important processes or information that gets pulled in from the cloud. It's more sort of background data that the console pulls in to populate the world. Like, I'm pretty sure there'll be more complex physics algorithms going on when connected online. So does that mean that
when it's
playing a game offline, you're going to have like a shitty experience compared to playing the game online? Or does that mean that Dead Rising 3, for instance, is going to be, like, vastly less populated when you're playing it offline. Because I think they reiterated over and over again how much that game only exists because Microsoft said, hey, we want to fund this as a launch game. And so they're taking advantage of the fact that the Xbox can pull in data from, like, servers.
From the thingy?
Yeah, from off-site machines. It's not just, oh, there's power up in space that gets magically zapped to your Xbox.
But that's exactly
I'm like,
it.
No, what power in the cloud means in a really simple way is that Michael is a piece of shit.
That's definitely what cloud computing has calculated.
So the C stands for Michael.
Yeah, we have
some shit. Dick.
Careful, she...
Yeah, we
spell D-I-K.
She attacks ribs, James.
Stop it. Oh, god damn it.
Is that the last question you have?
My health? Why'd you put her in your mouth?
Alright. Alright. Okay. Talk to you later.
Hold on.
Alright, I'll talk to you right now.
In regards to that, I would say
where are you, you whore?
For, like, just a casual you game, whore. I don't think it's gonna literally be like, oh, well, this game really sucks because... Obviously, because they're not connected to...
I don't know, I think this could be as big a difference as playing Battlefield 3 without, like, HD install that was required for the game at the beginning. At least, I think, for the Xbox version, because on the PS3, it's just a larger disc, so they're able to pack all that data, like, in there, and it installs as you're playing it, but on the Xbox version, since they couldn't pack that all onto the DVD... When you're playing Battlefield for the first time, it sort of asks you to download this huge data pack that's just a whole bunch of textures.
It asks you to do your data. It took me 2 hours and I have a broadband connection.
So I think it's stuff like that that they would put to this offsite power, and so the Xbox wouldn't have to deal with everything right then and there. It sort of pulls all this information that's already stored somewhere. But that can make a really big difference in games.
You know what could also make a really big difference? Knowing the answer to whether hot dog meat made in Mexico is better than hot dog meat made here in the USA.
I don't think any meat is made here in the USA.
No, we just branded it made in the USA.
It is?
What meat is made in the USA? You have to shout because you're so far.
What are you talking about? Can I see your coat?
Yeah.
Alright, John, we'll answer this question too.
It's protein packed with, like, pheromones, hormones, and all that good stuff, but it's still made in the USA. The drugs they use on the planet.
What kind of fucking question is that?
I don't
think
know.
About it.
I mean, I
do
told
we
them
look like hot dog meat manufacturers I mean, and or distributors.
This isn't a podcast about fucking hot dogs.
Well, I know, but I
hey, welcome to the meat show cast.
Wait, hot dogs aren't meat. They're like breakfast cereal fillers in this pink paste.
Yeah.
Like chicken nuggets.
They're talking like steak.
No. This question was specifically in regards to hot dogs.
Hot dog meat made here in Mexico to better.
Wait, here in Mexico?
No.
Here or in Mexico.
Okay.
You think they make hot dogs up in Canada?
I bet the hot dogs in Canada are the best because they're made mostly of moose.
Also because they have real dogs.
Real Canadians.
You think Chinese hot dogs are the best?
No.
they still have
I think Chinese hot dogs are the truest, but I don't think they're the best.
Because they still have the legs and tail attached. In fact, it's still wagging as you eat.
You see, John, this is a fucking tangent you made us go on. Thanks for the question, though.
What if American meat is made of American animals and Mexican meat is made of Mexican animals? Are we saying that Mexicans taste better or worse than Americans?
They probably taste worse.
What?
Well, like, I don't know, do you like grease?
Wait! What?
Do you prefer Wiener Schnitzel or those little hot dog carts outside of works?
Hot dog carts.
I like those too.
Yeah.
They definitely know how to pack shit in.
Yeah, that's Mexico right there.
Alright, Dial, that was a question.
Jesus fucking Christ, that was the worst fucking
remember,
question we've had.
Ask us more questions, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
So, yeah. Follow us on Facebook at The Great DeJambi. And Rick Topside.
And Twitch.
And Michael Fats 2882 with two T's.
Fat ass.
I could change it, but creamy goodies.
Yeah. Creamy goodness you like in your blood?
Why do you have to turn it fucking horrible? That's just a funny thing.
Because.
Back to the show.
Any fucking ways.
So I heard this Xbox One thing.
So yeah, the Xbox changing their DRM policies doesn't change much about the hardware of the console. It just really changes their standing with, like, the general consumer.
They listened to the basically the most sales.
Yeah, but... Oh, Pepper, you dropped my burger.
You know what it is, though? Is that I think at this point, like, everybody's already been fucking... like, pushed away from it. Like, the fact that they were trying to implement all these... All this...
I mean, there was a really smart way for them to go about the always-online policies, but... I feel like they didn't do enough to push the positive of it. Like, for instance, if they would have been really upfront about it and saying, we have this always-online policy, but it's because the Xbox One relies so heavily on cloud computing and because so many of your games are going to be improved by it, that it's something that you're going to want either way. Like, we're only doing what we can to improve the experience for you. Instead, Don Matrick says, well... If you don't have a constant internet connection, we have a console for you. It's the Xbox 360.
Yeah, take that port. Yeah. I want to play with you.
Oh, man.
I'm going back to that.
Alright, so...
That's some good shit right
there.
Well,
the problem with the whole cloud storage system, I mean, even now, PS3 got hit pretty hard, but didn't have anything to do with it. But the Xbox kept having people get their accounts, information, and credit cards stolen off FIFA because of the cloud system.
Yeah, when you talk, you might want to, like, move a little
closer. This is the biggest problem with the cloud system is security. There's so many different ways into it, out of it. And filing a claim with Xbox is so tedious. I know, the same thing happened to my brother. It was just a tremendous pain in the ass. I mean, you're giving this liberty away to people you don't know on the internet to take all your info away. It's like Skynet. You're putting all this information into it and people have access to it. So one day the whole system's going to get fucked like the PS3. I pray that...
Remember PS3? That 1 month.
Never forget.
That 1 month, that was a whole summer.
Yeah, never forget.
Dude, that was a long, horrible, horrifying summer.
It was, and it sucked because...
Get away from me, I'm not one of your...
That was just a couple weeks off, I think, from when I initially got
it. Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I just barely beat it.
Beat what?
I barely beat the giant collapsing of PSN.
Oh, that sucks how she f***ed up the last of us, huh?
just off the wall, just spoiler for the
last of us. I'm watching Markiplier right now, I'm really on video too.
Yeah, he knows nothing about the game. Yeah, I'm
scared. Damn, James was so scared.
I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? We're fucking talking about PSL.
Yeah.
It sucks how she...
The Last of Us. You're calling it wrong. What did you call it?
The Last of Us.
The Feels of Us.
The First of We?
The Last of Our Feels?
Oh, yeah. That's what I want to talk about.
The bricks to What's the up? Face of us?
With all these new servers coming up, is PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the Wii U going to be able to support fighting games online without lag?
No.
God, I hope so.
That pisses me off. That we have these next-gen consoles. Problems. Well, we can do 64 players online, but we can't do fucking two people.
I know that the biggest factor there isn't really server side, it's more or less the
connection,
the network code that they write into the games in the first place.
Ah.
Yeah. Because there's this one specific kind of network structure that was sort of independently developed at first, and like PC indie fighting games used it called GGPO. And this is something that people who play fighting games hardcore were so into that they just... Well, it was adopted in wider and wider terms until big fighting game developers like Capcom started asking permissions to use it in their games. So, this is why the recent Capcom fighting games have been pretty good online. And the only problems there are server-side. It isn't something where... Two people can have the perfect connection, but there's still a terrible network game.
So, no.
So hopefully no. Yeah.
I want to play my Call of Duty Ghost matches.
Yeah,
like Hitch.
There are still some really stupid 1v1 fighting
kid,
game.
Fuck you up, son.
I just played 1v1 against James.
While he's flailing a knife 1v1. Around.
Pistol. No, Tomahawk now. Just Tomahawk.
But yeah, network code in fighting games is really, really fucked this gen, because we can't even play Mortal Kombat online together.
Yeah, like, me and Twitch couldn't play.
We proved it by playing different matches, and then we tried joining each other's match and it wouldn't let us.
Which I won, by the way.
Have that happen not just in fighting games, but on Xbox altogether. I'll join someone who has the same connection as me, and we can't play with each other. NAT types open. Ports are open, we're both using Cisco, Netgear, Linksys, what have you. Same problem. And I dream of a world where two men beat the living shit out of each other and not complain about that.
Yeah.
Fucking amen.
I think there's a good dream scenario between Google Fiber and a really big boost on the network side of just developing a game. Especially since this gen has been all about building the online experience, more or less.
Fucking never.
Yeah. Sure. Especially the Xbox. Which is weird, because thinking about it for a long time, I sort of came to the conclusion that Microsoft, with the Xbox One initially, was just really aggressive about approaching a future that games are going to get to anyways, where everything is always online, but I feel like the only reason why Sony got this big consumer boost is because they took the passive approach. They weren't saying, we don't believe in an always-online future. They were just sort of silently saying, we know it's going to happen no matter what.
Instead of just coming straight out and being like...
Yeah, instead of...
Everything will be online.
Yeah.
Your lives will be online.
Like in, what, 6, 7, 8, 9 years when the next platform of games is ready to launch, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an obvious that it's always connected to the internet, but hopefully by then no one would care.
Yeah.
And the only reason I cared isn't so much about the always online thing, it's more or less the other things that meant about Xbox One licensing, where if you got banned from Xbox Live, that meant your license was revoked from all the games you own, even if they were on disc and playable offline.
That's what I'm bad.
Yeah. And coming from someone who's part of a small little friend community where people have been banned from Xbox Live out of jokes. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I just reminded me of some jokes that I heard. But never forget it, because they're really
horrible. 1v1 me, noob.
You're not going to hear the end of that all night.
What's up?
You're not going to hear the end of that all night, dude.
Bankrupt, son.
Like, fucking James is... What?
Oh, bankrupt.
Okay.
Dude, I'm winning!
Oh, why did they take the golden circle out of Black Ops 2? That's what made it fun, was knowing who was in first place. And everybody started tomahawking and they
just after him! And then
it's bad, it was worse when everybody's tomahawking each other, and they still weren't getting the fucking leader.
It's like you look, the guy like it's in first place looks up and it's like just, it's like in that, it's like in 300, and it's just tomahawking.
A million tomahawks just like.
It's like, looks like I'm a tomahawk in the
shade. Picks up a Ryan
shield. Wins the game, still fucking asses.
Yeah, he has a whole time.
Somebody gets a lucky bank shot. A fucking nearby wall.
Is there anything in Black Ops that can bounce? The way you could bounce a well-placed shot in Halo?
C4 off a shield?
Yes. You can bounce C4 off of a shield?
I'm sorry. Sticks to the shield. Off your teammates. C4 can't stick to your own teammates.
There was one time where there was a fucking... Someone threw a C4. It was in a raid, or which one? The one's like... It's at nighttime and shit. Someone threw a C4 over the stairs, and I was like, oh, this would be a good time to throw my shock charge. That's my first time using it. I threw it, and it hit the C4, exploded, and it killed some other dude. I was like, I'm never going to be able to recreate this moment.
You're never
going
to be able to recreate that.
I could, I was like, yeah, and I can only tell people, and even then they'll think it's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit.
You saw what happened. You saw James 360.
Saw James 3,
doesn't Black Ops have a really robust sort of video editing system?
Yes, oh, yeah. It does. So
it's, you can save that.
I really like
it. It was like months ago.
And you didn't save it then?
Theater mode,
I was like, in shock.
The way you can just set up that scene is fucking beautiful. Like, they definitely did something right with this.
You know, was, with the that was mode. Supposed to happen about 2 games ago, but Infinity Ward was holding creative rights on Power of his team.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a Modern Warfare 2, actually.
That'd be fucking sick.
Oh, yeah. All the great stuff that happens in Modern Warfare 2.
That's shit, too, because I fucking love those camera angles, right?
Like I'm going to turn around and see Sean just pass that.
I feel like even if you do something that's not intense or not epic, you can put the right camera angle on, it's like, wow, that fucking simple kill was just fucking masterful.
Like I showed you guys that video where someone threw a tomahawk at a helicopter in Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Where, like, the tomahawk's just spinning so casually, and then it hits the helicopter, it just bounces off, and, like, there's, like, a 2 second delay, and then it just explodes.
Yeah, I might eventually rebuy Halo 4 so I have access to all of my saved videos again.
I don't think that
was. Oh my god, there was a bunch of great ones.
It was my couple, yeah, he
like, that one where I won a match for my team by jumping off a cliff and randomly shooting a shot off, and it was the alien sniper, so it bounced off the floor and went up and hit a passing mongoose, like, in the head.
Oh yeah! I remember that.
And then there was the other one where I just started lobbing an explode. No, the railgun. I shot the railgun off at this meeting of a tank and a warthog, and they both exploded.
Holy shit.
I was there for both of those. I can actually verify this.
It was even greater when I was looking through the saved video, and I saw all of the people jump out of the warthog in midair at the last minute. Just.
There's times when you know you have to bail. No.
No.
That was pretty good.
So can we get to the spoiler cast already?
No, we can't get to the fucking spoiler cast. We can't.
That's gonna have to wait.
We can't talk about spoilers, but I can say that as far as female partner characters goes, I think I like Elizabeth and what she contributes to the game a whole lot more than Ellie and what she contributes to her game. Ellen.
Her name's Ellen. It's short for Ellen.
It's Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. Yeah, it's fucking Ellen Page.
Guys, Ellen Page is gonna write into the podcast and just pissed off.
Dude, do you know what this means? This means we'll get to meet Ellen Page.
Dude, well, yeah, we're gonna get to fucking meet Ellen Page. That's it.
Yeah. Stop playing with me.
But James gets one.
One of them throws it at you.
Get bankrupt.
But you respawn in my room.
To get this bankrupt.
We're humiliated.
But yeah, I feel like since everyone has played a good chunk of the game, except me, because I kind of don't give a fuck about it.
About the feels of us?
Yeah, the feels of us. You guys could talk about everything except for the end, right?
It's probably...
Or up until the point that you've gotten to. I know the end. I've seen...
Oh, yeah, well, I can't
just say... And by that, I mean...
What the fuck? In a way, you kind of just... You got to play the game.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to fucking stop playing the game because of that.
Some people are like that.
No. Fuck no, you can't.
I haven't seen it yet.
Wow, and you're like, you almost...
I'm just going to say, I finished Infamous 2 lately, and... I liked the twist on morality in that game.
So did you kill all the human beings?
That's none of the endings!
Yes, it is!
No, it's not!
Isn't the bad one where you kill all the regular people? You don't kill
No.
All you do is become a symbol for the newly, rising species of mutant people.
I thought it was, that you kill all the humans and all the conduits.
The conduits, yeah. The bad ending essentially means you turn a great percentage of the Earth's population into conduits, and you become a leader for them.
You become the
And at that point, you become a sort of Magneto-style leader, where you see the conduits. You see the conduits as the... God damn it!
No, you're not the conduit they deserve, but you're the conduit they need right now.
The condiment leader.
The condiment.
Dude, that was some... Oh,
ketchup in a field of mustard.
All right, so I only know one person that hasn't beat the game, but we can't. I can just, you know,
I haven't beat the game.
I can just.
I haven't even played the game.
Wait, which game?
Infamous 2. We can like spoil it because it's already been caught.
Infamous 2 person.
Yeah, because a lot of what I wanted to say about that game comes from the ending. How satisfied I was with that.
Oh, you killed Zeke? You thought that was satisfying? Okay,
that was
monster!
Really exactly, dude. That was incredibly satisfying because...
Big slice.
No, the cool thing about that moment is you could have it play out any way you want. You could be an idiot and just mash on the I'm gonna shoot light from my hands button. Or you can make it very slow to where you give him his chance to pump his
I gave him so much. I gave him a lot. I gave it.
And doesn't that make like a really interesting cinematic moment?
What? When you kill Zeke?
Yeah, but you let him do everything he can to stop you.
Dude, I was like, Zeke, just blow my fucking head off, dude. Don't let me do this. Don't let me do this.
It was a pretty satisfying moment.
Did you shoot him like limb for limb? No, like, take out both of his legs and then...
Not so hesitant.
Okay, so like James won't
get that
game.
Cole and then cluster grenade his ass.
So like James isn't going to get that game. that moment until you play. You need to play it, so...
You don't want to pass him in 12 string?
Huh?
No?
You said this guitar.
Okay.
Oh, just a guitar, but not an electric one.
Good. Yeah. Please
don't. Yeah, continue.
If Ricky got the guitar, be like, hey, play us a tasty lick. And wait for you to play.
And then I'd start playing that song that Booker plays.
And then who would be singing?
Ellie.
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper.
Why do you now have both my knives?
I don't. The Coke can has one.
I couldn't see it. Because it's coming it's right at me.
I was like looking, I was like, wow, it's a fucking weird glare. It's got going on.
Alright, so,
So Bioshock was leaning towards.
Which
being
one?
Her own
we're going back to. I was like, we're going back to
we're
Bioshock.
We're going back
one?
To Infinite? Oh my god.
I was like, we're gonna go. This is. The defining moment, we just go back to Bioshock 1 every single time.
It's
James's
in
front.
The infinite.
Yeah. It's in the infinite?
Yeah, which I go ahead and finish us.
Talking about Bioshock Infinite.
Oh no, she wasn't her own anything.
No, no, she could have been her own grandmother.
Didn't we, like talk
no,
about this a lot?
I don't think there's any possible...
Could she just open a rift before she was born and have sex with her grandfather?
Oh, yeah, technically she could have, so yeah, on that stream...
That
she can be anything she wants in regard to anyone.
In the 1950s paradox, she is her own grandmother.
She is her own grandmother.
Except not
some
really
strange
at all.
Futurama shit going on.
Yeah, there you go.
To be your own grandfather.
Well, I saw it first in that blue dog. What was his name? He was a hillbilly. It was a cartoon about a blue dog.
Blue's Clues?
No, he was a straw hat. Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went back in time and became his own grandfather. Yeah, I know, right? It was the 70s, right? And it comes out on Boomerang.
Yeah, I know, that's why. That's why I gave that fucking
and
look.
Futurama did it too.
So, but Futurama, like, that's something that you can look at Futurama and be like, yeah.
Come back to sugar. No, just kidding. But yeah, the whole thing blew my mind.
Can you speak believe... up? I'm a little hard of hearing.
I can't believe she brought back dinosaurs to stop Booker's greatest enemy, time.
Why didn't any of these things happen?
Because I'm too lazy to go to school.
That game had so much potential once it completely went off the walls with the rift thing.
Damn it, I want a good dinosaur game, though.
That one Kickstarter game.
Oh,
what's
it? Ground?
Stomping Ground.
Stomping Ground.
Stomping Land.
Is it PC only?
So far, if it got enough funding, it could have made
guys,
it.
Oh, wait, we forgot to donate $80.
Guys, Kickstarter, Stomping Grounds, Xbox 360, Xbox One.
No,
I don't care about PlayStation.
I do.
Do what you will.
1v1!
1v1 me, no!
Man, Jesus fucking challenges everybody!
Fuck!
Alright, Do we have some? I just got a question from Stephanie, saying that will we leave?
Stephanie,
Will Whedon?
Yeah.
This argument.
No.
You just won't 1v1 me. No.
He's trying to change the subject.
No, she says, will we leave everyone in the zombie apocalypse?
No. Oh, well, I'll die first.
Yeah. I think
he'll kill himself.
360
he'll die with his girlfriend. He'll survive because he's a tracker. Native American.
I have a natural advantage at living.
He'll control the Native American, so he'll survive too. I'm gonna eat tacos until I die.
I'm gonna make
you won't
his
die
tacos.
From the zombies.
I'm gonna make heart attack tacos.
And I don't know what that guy's gonna do because he won't 1v1 me.
Can he die happily after he 1v1s you?
Yeah. His spirit will ascend into heaven and he'll come down and murder everyone.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Is that if he loses or if he wins?
If he wins.
Oh, shit.
If he loses, he'll be trapped in eternity. We'll go to hell and come back and kill everything.
God damn it.
Yeah!
So either way, we're all damned.
Fucking sick!
Fuck you, Michael.
Yeah!
I'm just gonna bankrupt you when you come back from just to life.
It's like,
the what's biggest up? Problem with the zombie apocalypse isn't weapons. It's not ammo. It's always food and staying together. I mean, did you have a roommate in college or at all? Imagine living with them the entire time. Your humanity would be shot. You'd go insane.
See, luckily, my roommate is Twitch.
And you could just eat him.
He doesn't have anything on him.
I wouldn't.
You know what you
come to? I wouldn't come anywhere close to you.
Stereotypical.
You could totally, like, fatten him up with some food. Like, go out and find food.
Yeah, let's go get Taco Bell.
Dude, we just stockpiled a shitload of BB Crunchers, right?
Does freeze dried meat go bad?
What? It does have an expiration date.
Yeah. But does it go bad?
Yes!
It's sure, it's freeze dried.
Expired!
Tell me, spaceman. How much cheese do we need?
Off the rails.
No, that was a good question, because it could tie into...
No, how the fuck is that a good question?
Well, hold on.
Oh, the Indian guy doesn't do get it. Oh, this is surprise.
Not how much cheese do we need is a good question. It's a pretty good question.
No, it's fucking not.
I'm talking about the zombie apocalypse.
No, we'd spend our time yelling at each other until we were devoured by monsters. So no, we wouldn't need zombie apocalypse. No,
because if you think about it, what if it's like fucking like cordyceps in the last ones? What if it's like not zombies?
If
but
it's cordyceps, dude, for fuck.
If it's the rage what if it, zombies yeah, there from 28 days later, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
I hate cardio. Man.
Dude, I'm with you on that, bro. We'll be 1v1 until death.
1v1.
No. Just pick your leg up.
Because I'm a nub. Some shit.
You're a fucking,
I'm a nub.
You're a fucking regular Burger King.
You're a nub.
You're a bad kid.
You're a cripple's arm.
I like James' thing.
I'm gonna defect to Sergeant Pepper Lab for free health insurance. You guys can do whatever you want.
So does this mean that we're not gonna lead everyone?
No, we won't. We just James just laid
we'll
out.
We'll be like Three Dog and Small Out Three, so we don't get sued for copy schmite. We'll be like, hello, U.S.
This is
because one dog was too little, and three dogs was too much. Two dog, non-copyright infringement.
God damn it!
To those of you who have not played Fallout, you have no idea what we're talking.
1v1 me at Fallout, man. First one to find out where their dad is wins.
What?
I tell you where dad is.
You fucking lost.
I know where my dad is.
But it's gonna cost
I killed
you.
Moriarty. No, wait, it's PC.
They say, oh, so that answers the question then.
Is that how you find him?
There's multiple ways.
Yeah.
That's one way you can do it. My gun did the talking. And my bullets had the conversation. And his head had the not last word. His head was dead.
His head didn't have an adequate rebuttal.
Yeah, it did. Except for his
brain matter on the wall behind him.
I want to think that if Thomas is looking listening right now, he's just like laughing.
Oh yeah, Thomas is listening right now, dude.
He's just like
Thomas is listening to this not live podcast.
Thomas, I hope
you're like we're gonna be live when they hear it.
No,
we're not. I'm probably gonna be like at work, but like.
And I hope those Max things will to meet the resistance against you're the machines.
I got my Jimmy Webb.
Then after we defeat the machines, the aliens will come in and take over the machines.
T-Hawk rolling over on his
so
couch.
So guys, I recently finished Mothership Zeta.
Oh, dude, you did it 2 weeks ago. A while ago.
2 weeks ago, Michael.
Did you take the Samurai guys stuff?
I took the Cowboys. No, I had the Samurai guys.
Did they just give you stuff? Or do you have to
no,
kill
I killed them.
Nice.
I killed
that's
everyone.
That's how James rolls.
Who did I kill? I didn't kill Mechanic Girl and pre-war guy.
I would have killed the girl just to prove that sexism wasn't rampant in my game. Just to make an example. Oh, if the guys died, we're all fighting.
I only killed Paulson because I wanted his revolver.
Okay.
And then I killed.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the cowboy guy.
Cowboy guy.
And then Samurai dude. I just got tired of his shit. I was really pissed off.
Was he talking shit about like how he followed the way of the warrior?
It pissed me off how he didn't understand. Like, I couldn't understand him, so I was like, alright. Yeah, you're done.
Apparently you didn't have the will of the warrior.
Yeah, he didn't have that's the will right. of the warrior.
That's if you did, lost. You would have understood him.
You lost even though you killed him.
That's not a legitimate thing.
Yes, it is! Dude, if you had to let him alive, you just
fucking... Dude, he's an Indian. He has the will of the warrior.
I was born with the will of the warrior.
I mean, if we test his blood, he's not an Indian. But he's an Indian.
I like this guy's style, thank you.
I'm just kidding, man. I respect their cultures and beliefs, whatever they are.
They don't have any, they're savages.
Oh my god.
What did you call
savages?
What did you call me earlier?
Fucking James.
Nub?
No, not James.
Nub?
James, the Jimmy, called me a fucking dirty Indian. We were playing some like.
I don't know,
Blobs 2 and just like straight up called me that way.
So, Blobs 2. I've been playing that.
Good segue there.
Well, I keep trying to 1v1 those.
Segue!
I've been playing Blobs 2. I don't know what's going on in the storyline because I haven't played it.
Oh, it's crazy, dude. In the story, you find out that
fakey fakey off the walls.
No scope, 360.
That was the ultimate war.
Off the walls.
Yeah. It's just a love war.
You find out that your dad loves you, and that's all that you needed to win that war. Also, you know,
love doesn't
bullets. You know, in a way, he's not fucking wrong about that. That shit makes sense.
Thank you. I got the boy's storyline.
I didn't blow
his
storyline.
Oh, cool. Now tell him about The Last of Us so he doesn't have to play.
No.
I haven't seen the end yet. I haven't even seen the second part. I've seen 15 minutes of gameplay. I've heard nothing but great things about the game.
15 minutes?
It's actually
so you haven't even seen Ellie?
No, I have. I watched the first Markiplier.
How fast was this guy playing?
That's true. You don't really get to Ellie until a solid hour, maybe
like
two.
In Infinite, you don't get to Elizabeth after like half.
Like in the actual
minutes.
Game,
I'll
just have a picture of the guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it was dude, you know what would have like fucking put me out?
No, was it like the rest was just the first thing, 15 minutes?
You know what I was really happy about though? I can say about this. I'm sorry, James. It's a little spoiler, but I know you won't be pissed about it.
I will be.
That not at any point did Joel YOLO.
I'm pretty upset about that.
Joel,
no, I'm already upset. Booker DeWitt did.
Yeah, see, fucking
he's like,
knows.
Oh, what is
Booker
this?
Booker knows what he wants.
Devil's life. Kiss? Fucking YOLO! Drinks it.
There you go, see? You can't find a brewski unless you're fucking YOLO-y.
Oh, I was just saying, you know what would have fucking blown my mind in Last of Us? Like, at one point, like, fucking, like, Joel's just walking.
God, man,
no, keep going. Joel's like just walking, and Ellie's like, "What's that on your hand?" And he's like, "What?" And like looks, and then it says AD, and like, "Holy shit!"
That would have been stupid.
That would have been fucking cool.
Can you get AIDS from eating other people's food?
Does blood have AIDS? Did they bleed on it?
Yes.
Maybe if they bled on it freshly, though.
Yeah.
Like if
you would have to be in your mouth and have to bleed on it.
I'm saying Booker DeWitt punched a couple guys. They bled, shot a couple guys. They exploded, and there was food everywhere.
And there was food everywhere.
There wasn't
blood.
There
was food on the bodies in the trash cans in the bush.
Hot dogs.
People were eating hot dogs
everywhere.
I like that type of
thing. Oh, I'm gonna look through this trash can hot dogs. I'm gonna look
through
this briefcase hot dogs.
Oh, look at this dead guy's shoe hot dog. What?
This robot sure liked his hot dogs.
This fucking man. This who is a girl and a guy fuck himself. You know which one.
No, the Lutets aren't, they don't roll like that.
I'm pretty sure they did.
They're so weird that had to have happened.
Are you telling me that if you met your, like, alternate reality version and
no,
you
I wouldn't have
be
a fucking,
instantly naked?
I wouldn't be a fucking corpse moment.
I would just do the thing.
You know, get along.
I wouldn't be like, fucking, Goodbye Horses when we start playing, alright? And I'd be looking at myself.
I would meet myself somewhere in the middle where.
You touch dicks?
We're having... No. Obviously, opposite me doesn't have a fucking...
That'd be funny if it did.
Doesn't have a fucking, like, 2-incher. Got a fucking V.
What the
Jesus,
fuck?
Dude.
All right, so we got a couple more questions for
I've got a couple more questions for you. Why are you so gay? Answer that.
Questions
are you
live.
From your text messages or from the
people box? Aren't fucking posting them on the Facebook because they can't, apparently.
Hey, guys, follow us on the Facebook and the Twitters at...
At
facebook.com/shownoteshow. It can't get any simpler.
Yeah,
I'll show you my Twitter if you get less than 15 questions.
What the? No.
Whoa. You we need to get more Titan portals.
What? That's a threat, by the way.
Okay, so we
got will blind you.
We got this one from Jessica and Christina.
These are the same question.
The same are they question?
No, no, like both of them gave us
what's his girlfriend?
Is she hot?
Yes. Yes, she is.
You don't want me for her, no?
He'll play you for her honor, you fuck!
No, for her!
Tomahawks all day! Oh,
the best part is, I have a title for this podcast.
1v1
The 1v1 show?
Alright, so we got this one.
How about James is an asshole? That works for me.
Right, depends on how long this goes on for.
Let's use code names. You could be Swallow. My dick. Okay, so what's the question for real?
What? Why do we think there are jelly beans that taste like weird flavors?
Because Harry Potter. Nice, guys. I like this.
Wait,
Swallow. I'm
so sorry. The combination where Ricky Swallow, James is my James is dick.
Okay, so, and then we also have...
No, repeat that question.
Why do we think there are jelly beans that taste like weird flavors, like snot and...
Because after the Harry Potter thing, the jelly bean, what is it, Mellow Jello?
Is that what they're belly, Jelly Belly.
Jelly Belly. They started releasing boxes of...
What the fuck?
Jelly Belly, Mellow Jello, it was the same sounding thing. Words. After that Jelly Belly, aside from the Birdie Bots flavored beans, started releasing just regular... Jelly Belly beans that were all just terrible flavored. And but the thing about those that was cool is that each one of those has a really weird fucked flavor, right? But their cause, like each of those was an experimented on new flavor that ended up tasting terrible. So you have like Centipede, which I think was originally supposed to be a pizza flavored.
Or popcorn.
Yeah.
Why do you know these things?
Why not, dude?
Because I had a childhood.
Yeah. Mellow Jello.
Mellow Jello?
Yeah, Mellow Jello.
Also, the they gave us three questions. The second one is, do we like Robert Downey Jr. movies?
Do I like Downey Jr. movies?
I'm going to say, of course we fucking like. Or I like.
Does Robert Twitch love Wiener? Of course he does.
Dude, there was that one movie where him and Spider-Man did it.
Satan's Alley. Alley. Okay.
That kind of like brings me up to my next question.
If
like,
your girlfriend was one jelly bean flavor, what flavor would you eat out every night?
Well, that's a fucking great question.
The one that doesn't
strawberry.
Oh god!
Me too.
What did you say?
I have to see it before it
doesn't exist.
okay, I was gonna ask like raspberry. out of the latest raspberry. Like fucking comic movies that have come out, like I guess dating back to what came out first, the Avengers or the Dark Knight Rises?
Batman Begins. Well, Spider-Man.
No. As
you want to go that far back?
No, okay, from the Avengers and the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Oh,
just so now. So like last year,
the Avengers came out first. Okay.
So like,
yeah, it was the Avengers and the Batman, and then
Man of Steel.
Well, and then Iron Man,
Avengers, Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Like out of those, which do you think was the best? I still think the Dark Knight Rises is still the fucking best.
I still think the Dark Knight is the best.
I can't like Man of Steel and Dark Knight.
Yeah, I think
I like Spider-Man.
Man of Steel might be my favorite since
Amazing
the Dark Knight.
Or what? I know, dude. They're such good movies.
Wait, what?
I love how Nolan reimagined them. Like,
yeah, I think Man of Steel is my favorite hero movie since the Dark Knight.
There was a minor
but
thing.
They're both still better than Rises.
How'd you like that Wesker fighting him?
That was
you've
really
never fought
cool.
Until you just snapped to people.
That was really fucking cool. The way they made the Kryptons fight in Man of Steel is, I think, genius on Zack Snyder's end.
Right? Like, he implemented democracy into his fight. It was basically...
What?
Hold the fuck up.
They took what? Turns in changing clothes. Whoever died at the end lost.
Dude! Holy shit!
God
damn.
Why can't you be wrong?
Fucking James comes on this podcast. Fucking Mike comes on this podcast and just blows our fucking mind.
Yeah, how's this?
Every time.
You jackasses.
Also, so yeah, we like Robert Downey Jr. So I think
Michael wants Robert Downey Jr.
I think.
I like him when he's on cocaine better, though.
He played Iron Man?
More variant characters. Yeah. Now he just plays the Iron Man persona.
Dude, when he played fucking Kirk Lazarus / Lincoln Osiris in Tropic Thunder, I can't see him any other way, dude. I try looking at, like, when he plays Tony Stark, if his face was painted black.
And he just fucking, like, blackfaced.
Yeah, he's like...
Can I say that?
Yes.
I can say things get blackfaced, right?
Yes, because that's a theater term.
Yeah, I want to get blackface. Jim Crow was famous. He was an Ashley.
Oh, fuck, I just forgot.
Was there a third question, right?
Oh, yeah, and the third question was, do we like anime?
I like Cowboy Bebop and Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh my God, covered Neon Genesis.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that when talking about Pacific Rim before. So.
Yeah, I enjoy a wide range Pacific Rim. Of anime. It just has to be really good.
It's the movie Lost Planet.
Like, I watched Witchblade for a while.
That's awesome.
But I just
I
was watching it first. I was like, yeah, this is pretty crazy. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this fucking shit's getting crazy. And then I slowly lost interest.
Basically,
is it like fusion?
Yeah, well, basically, you know how the pilots have to be joined together, memories, thoughts, everything?
Yeah.
Fusion?
It's called a neural handshake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fusion?
That's not an actual handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no.
We
talked about a really similar thing when me and James were talking about Evangelion.
Like the comparison, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the same sort of thing where there needs to be a link between all the pilots.
So, Ricky, do you have an enemy you like?
But which is crazy, because, like, in Evangelion, it's just, like, a connection between the pilot and the fucking Ava.
No, but at the same time, all three of the pilots need to be on good working terms with each other.
Yeah, otherwise, a lot of good mental
places. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. That's it.
So, I like, in retrospect,
you better be careful.
This is the hipsterest fucking opinion, probably, but...
Pidgeymon.
I like Dragon Ball way better than, like, Z or GT.
Well, clearly GT,
but I like Dragon Ball better than Z.
Dude, Dragon Ball's so good.
But I still like Dragon Ball Z better.
Dragon Ball Z. Dude, Afro Samurai is cool.
Afro Samurai is American anime, so
still.
Does that even count?
That's like saying,
I like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. I like Scott Pilgrim.
Is it a cartoon? Well, I read the comic books.
And the comic books is essentially American anime.
I thought it was just like Western cartoons.
Well, there wasn't a specification on...
It's Canadians.
Yeah, you have to...
It was just anime, like, in general.
A wide range of anime. I don't know what makes a good anime.
So,
anything that's,
I think what gets me is a really flawed...
Oh, knives!
Yeah, that's fucking true.
So, yeah. like Spike, the most flawed main character.
Which character?
Spike from Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop is my favorite anime.
So, like, okay, Dragon Ball Z are obvious choices.
The latest one I've been watching is Trigun. And Trigun's pretty good.
Trigun, yeah, is really good.
I saw all of Code Geass. I'm still trying to understand
my
why.
My favorite was Ghost in the Shell after season 3. Fucking guns out.
What?
All those simulations.
So I'm the only one here that would say Naruto?
I tried to get into it. It came on Toonami, but
wait, what?
No, I mean, like, not the fucking anime. The anime's
really good. I just like how it
is. I couldn't get into those.
No, I'm like talking about... I'm talking like
more over the top than fucking Naruto, just based.
Okay. I would say one thing, though. I prefer the manga, like, the actual comic, or, like Shippuden Naruto over, like... Well, because, I mean, like, with Dragon Ball, it's like, pretty much the same thing. Like, the manga's, like, straight to, like... Except there aren't, like, as many long pauses in the fucking thing.
But episodes are always going to have fillers.
But, and, they seem to plague, like, Naruto more than I think anything else.
Plague you.
1v1, though.
You're fucking done, kid.
Get out of my lobby. I post this on YouTube.
Get your weak ass out of here. Fuck!
Also,
I don't know, like, I tend to not really want to watch super action-heavy anime, but I did finish all of... What was that one? I can't remember it now.
Come on,
and I'm probably never going to remember it.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
No, it's not that either. Right. So, I'm just going to completely ditch that thought and say, I really fucking love Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Godzilla!
That was... What? As far as action goes, that is the best actionist anime ever. Because it was
all... Can you say the name again?
Yeah. It's, for the most part, just always shortened to TTGL, but it's Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Yes, I too.
Yeah, it's... It takes place in this really far future Earth.
Is that what you said, Godzilla?
Where humans live in little pits underground in separate villages, and they don't really believe in the surface. And the first episode ends...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, they believe that there is nothing on the surface, or at least there is nothing on the surface worth, like, wanting to go to. And so the first episode ends with the two main characters reaching the surface.
Yo, look, is my phone still plugged in?
Yeah.
Okay, did it? Just want to make sure it's
okay. Yeah, and, like, not only do they, like, reach the surface, they end up flying really far up above the surface of the Earth, and then they sort of, like, crash land down. So they get this really wide view of things, and it's a really good way of setting the whole theme of that show, of always managing to create one step up above the, like, given possible. And it escalates to the point where there are two giant robots that are fighting by throwing galaxies at each other.
Did you know Batman killed a
god? That kind of pissed me off.
What you just said? Why? How did that... No, you need to watch it.
I know, because, like, I started thinking about how that would, like, make sense, like, in actual space-time.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
It's a god that's
trying
to destroy the universe.
It just always expands.
That's bigger.
It's like being in
it. It's the idea of, like, when you're driven by pure willpower.
Not because you can...
That's why the Grand Lanterns are so great.
Oh, bigger.
Like, Cornish Lord?
Exactly.
Everyone always seems to have it.
Jesus fucking Christ, this is six conversations going on at once.
Also, okay, so we're good with that question. Yes, we do like anime. Yes, we do.
I don't know what makes it good.
We got the waifus, bro!
Get at me!
Step up on my capital dick, bitch!
No, motherfucker.
This kid files his nails with a switchblade. Do you think he's scared of you?
Alright, fourth question from Christina and Jessica.
Both of them, or is it...
Yeah, like,
one?
They're both coming up with these questions.
Come up on you.
Ask him to kiss.
Disgusting!
The girls kiss each other. Send me a picture. I want you one again.
You want me?
I'm trying to help you out, bro.
So, now you gotta step would up it be? Game?
How awesome would it be to time travel?
Not really.
And what would we use it to time
travel? Oh, like, logical
humans.
Reasoning time travel?
We can only go
stupid fiction.
Because we can only go forward in actual time travel. We can only go forward. Can't
we're currently going forward.
As humans, we don't understand it, so.
Yeah.
Every time I think about it, my nose starts bleeding. I think, but on the inside.
That's because you understand. We can't understand, my boy. Oh,
well, I've always imagined time travel is, like, practically only work.
Okay,
good. Twitch is going first.
Twitch first.
Okay. I've always sort of pictured time travel as an idea or as a, like, thing. As only possible if you were to sort of take a step outside of the time stream and it's like a constantly flowing river. And at that point, your only choice is to get back in. So that means it's only possible to move backwards.
That's what he says.
Because it's always going to be rushing.
Yeah, it's always moving forward, so you step out of, like, the measurement of time, and so that constantly moving point is going to continue moving forward at its constant rate. So when you want to get back into the time stream, it's going to be at a...
Con!
God damn it, that...
Con!
Don't worry, that was actually pretty relevant to the whole time stream theory.
That's what we were talking about.
If you're heavier in... Well, if you're
heavier,
at least
you move faster. If you're heavier, like Michael.
So say
you move pretty fast in the time stream.
Say we're going, like, since I'm heavier than Twitch, I would travel faster in space.
No.
Well, you gain more weight as you move faster.
That's why I will be fatter than I am now.
Everyone would
fatter,
be.
Yeah.
You
just gain more
gain
weight.
Mass.
Yeah, if you get
yeah more. So... Mass is this undefinable thing, right, at its, like, scientific core. So what if mass is just the result of the time stream moving forward? because movement creation increases, like,
we can only get better as time goes on.
Exactly.
No, like, mass and the physical matter only exist as a result of these instances existing in a certain time space.
I think... Yeah. We can think if you were to... I think if you were to...
Can we just...
No! Someone... Someone started talking string theory once, and I walked out of the room.
Fuck Yugi's for, like, this is a space cast.
All Joe.
Not JK.
Wait, what is string theory?
So, there's, like, that guitar, right? You see the strings on the guitar?
I'm sure you can explain it.
No, everybody.
I'll just make a fucking, like, a mud puddle of information.
I don't think that time is, like, well, like that string thing. I think if you were to like, interrupt a point in time, like, that's a, that would just be another time. You could never get back to your original one because it would just continue to exist. There's no way you could interrupt it. You would just create another line in which you're affecting it. You know? Like, if you were to go back in time, it'd be a point in which you had the technology to go back in time.
Oh my gosh.
To fuck with the past.
Oh my god. Fuck with things changed.
Unless it wasn't machine based.
Like, how would you. Just like, oh.
I don't know. Like, I only like, really seriously think about time as a form of measure in complete theory. The idea of only being able to time travel through a machine to another point where the machine exists is insane. Like, really? That's a sound theory, but the way I like to think about it is completely, like,
what day exists
abstract in terms. So
where would you land if it didn't, if it wasn't, like, start off with, like, the machine existing? And does anybody really know what time it is?
No, that's why. To me, I visualize it as this, like, constantly moving, constant. It's like the entire universe is one slide in a film room. And the only way to time travel is to remove yourself from that reel, and it's going to continue moving. So when you make yourself a factor in it again, you're just going to pop into whatever slide again.
But do you jump into that point where you exist in a life, or are you just another variable?
I don't think about it that seriously.
Like,
but I think that makes the most sense.
Does there become
filling the void where you were before?
So you do just jump into yourself.
You
don't create, like, another copy of
it. I think, like, you pop in into that point of space where you left.
Yeah, one of you has to die.
What happens if both of us dies?
Wait a minute.
For one in the universe to die.
If you get out of the time stream, and that keeps going forward, but you go back to where you left, it's like nothing happened at all.
Take place?
Nah, sweet.
Because you're devoid from, like, your original time stream, so that's going to continue on.
But you're saying that as soon as you go back in, you're already at the place.
Wait, but doesn't that mean if Cassidy dies, then he won't have jumped out of the time stream?
Yeah, like, let's get into this conversation.
No, I was thinking because if you guys
no, like, I'm saying it like this, where
to go back,
like, let's say you manage to pop yourself out of the time factor, like, where you are. So,
if I kill him?
Like, you pop back in, and I just like past point of time. So, in regards to a physical location,
I'm kind of sorry for both of you, but not really, because it's pretty cool.
You're going to be exactly here at this point.
So then it would just be a different timeline.
Exactly.
See, that's what I was telling Twitch.
Well, that's the alternate world theory. We create different worlds based on the decisions we make.
That's what I think about time.
Yeah.
Like that box.
Exactly.
With
there's
the cat
infinite.
In it.
Oh, Schrodinger's box.
Schrodinger.
Yeah.
No, Schrodinger's cat.
Schrodinger's cat.
The box is alive.
The box is an algorithm for pussy.
Oh my god! So there's pussy inside the pussy.
Bingo.
We must find this.
That's
box.
Why one of them dies and the other one doesn't.
Goddamn all of you.
Anyway, I need a cat.
There's
the
no.
Box
there's no real it. Way to define.
Did your girlfriend kiss that other girl?
No.
I didn't even ask.
Oh man, this podcast.
Fuck.
Try to help this guy out. You know,
yeah.
Completely passed it to the idea.
So, like I was saying.
Okay,
Infamous 2. It's a pretty cool game.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool game? Guy who doesn't afraid of anything. Has shocking powers.
Yeah.
Or fire, part of the question that we just got asked is, what will we use to try to travel? I'll just say a plastic bag. A black plastic bag.
What
do we use to time travel?
I can use a brick to go forward in time if I hit my head really hard. Back in time is a different thing.
Just take drugs.
That doesn't take back in time, it takes drugs.
Okay.
well, drinky drinky cast.
Well, fuck, because it's hard to think of a way to travel in time in which that doesn't involve.
We're still on the time travel.
Okay,
thing?
Speaking of time travel,
yeah,
fucking super
the
relevant.
The second part of that question was, what would you use to time travel?
And then that's.
I did the same thing Spielberg did, which brings me to my next point. Dinosaurs. The most underpaid actors in Hollywood, or the most used actors in Hollywood?
The most used!
Wait, dinosaurs are working sci-fi deals.
What was the
thing you were
going to
say before this?
So you're going to use dinosaurs to time travel?
No, Spielberg time traveled and brought back T-Rexes, raptors, possibly a goat. I'm not sure when those existed. Triceratops. And, you know, that old guy Hammond. Before he died.
Life finds a way.
Rest in peace.
Now, it was good prince. For a while. You know, Jurassic Park had two sequels. But now, they're working for sci-fi. They don't have many Actors Guild rights because they're dinosaurs.
Also, they look terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're scary as hell.
They're scary as hell.
Wait, there has to be a recent movie that wasn't sci-fi budget that used dinosaurs.
Come on, think real hard.
Journey to the Center of the
Earth. I was going to say fucking Journey to the Center.
But Brendan Fraser was brought back from the past as well.
Blast from the past.
Blast from the past.
Blast from the past right in your face.
The best mummy of them all.
Land of the Lost?
God damn you, Jay!
I think this question pretty much just got resolved by one sentence.
Okay, well, the whole time-traveling thing...
You need a TARDIS, mate!
Actually, the TARDIS is a thing that... just always exists everywhere.
Guys, what if the fan is a Dalek?
What if the TARDIS
is a Dalek?
A fan could be a Dalek. Does it have any D's in
it? Dalek?
Dalek my balls. It's the robot race that Doctor Who tries to stop.
It's the Daleks.
Dalek my balls.
Fucking Mexicool, is that what it's called?
Yeah. We need to drink on every podcast.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, that's how he travels. The Time Lords not only invented it, they're actually living things.
Then it's a living thing?
They grow them.
How do I become an angel of death?
On
suits.
What's it, Gallifrey? There was fields of them. They would grow.
Essence as we speak, Jimmy.
What did they look like in their natural state?
No one will ever know because they always adapted to what... Like, you know how it looks like a phone box?
Yeah.
It doesn't always look like a phone box.
Yeah, it just...
it's just that the chameleon circuit is broken. So... before that, it could be disguised as anything. So when they first come out, no one will ever know what it originally looked like.
It's like what the thing. They look like nobody originally knows what the thing looks
that's
like.
That's the thing. Nobody knows what they look like.
No one wants to go there.
What nobody thing? Can
the,
go there.
The thing.
Gallifrey's locked work? Up.
No.
And oh. There, okay. It's locked away no, in a time lock.
Like, the thing.
So this is a total last episode thing.
Like John Carpenter's the thing.
Potentially.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so
it takes
nobody,
the shape of whatever's on it.
Yeah, nobody will ever know what the thing originally looked like.
If those guys spoke Norwegian, that movie would have been a lot shorter.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Oh,
or where this conversation went.
Carpenter says the thing.
Yeah, John Carpenter.
Get it, which file?
We're talking about, like, things. Apparently, this just changed into things that.
They're all good movies.
That
now.
Nobody will ever know what the original look like. So, John Carpenter's the thing. Nobody will ever know what the thing
I'm
looks
gonna
like.
Use this original. Glowing conversation point as a time to step away for a couple
guys,
minutes.
Stop. He's leaving. Don't
God
talk.
God damn it.
Everybody,
okay.
Everybody, shh.
Let's have a moment of silence.
We're about to get some. We're about to get lucky.
That sounds pretty terrible.
It's pretty catchy as a motherfucker.
I heard all the fucking
time. Yeah, the video tripped me out. They're just standing still and then they start moving halfway through. Yeah, like, a video is an album cover on YouTube. It's the album cover of, like, all four of them standing at sunset.
And I don't know
for
who
30
is.
Seconds, it's that pumpkin for all the... And then, for 30 seconds, like, halfway through the music video, they start dancing and you're just like, oh shit, that just happened. And they stop. And you're like, dude, my friends are never going to believe me. Because by the time I pull
them.
This back, it's going to have to buffer for another 2 minutes. Because YouTube's terrible sometimes.
Yeah, fucking buffer.
Michael, you have any more questions?
Okay, so for the time travel question, yes, we would time travel. And we would use a TARDIS to do it.
No. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
I don't know. Fucking answer.
Go to the land of dinosaurs and steal all the pirate treasure.
But how?
I wouldn't specifically.
How? Obviously, I become a sentient being more powerful than myself, transcending flesh and only becoming energy.
So what would you look like?
What the fuck? Okay, nice.
I would never be able to have sex again, so I'd kill myself.
It's like, you can just simulate that feeling.
In my brain.
Exactly, not with my penis.
You won't have a penis!
Exactly! That's why I killed myself.
Okay.
Your energy. You cannot be destroyed.
I can only transfer myself into someone else's dick. Who's getting laid every day?
Yeah.
I would turn into not Kanye West. Not Jay Z. Oh, not Twitch. who's getting to play all the time? Russell Brand's cock. So I'd have sex with Katy Perry.
Oh, nice. They broke up, dude.
Good choice.
Nice.
I like this guy's stuff.
Did you not just hear Michael's dreaded news?
No, they probably fuck all the time, dude. Well, you're back together.
They did?
Yeah. I hated that too, man. That's fucking
shit. You all his chances?
Yeah, he destroyed my chances. I had a date with her, and she's like, I'm back with my ex.
Lol.
TTYL. So I started talking to Zoe Schnau, and I didn't want her.
Oh, okay, so that... Okay, well, that question just kind of, like, fizzled out. And the next question...
Let me bring it up. Bones. Anybody watch that?
No,
I want to get into it. I heard it's really good, but not to fall in love with any character.
Because they all die.
So, I think this is a question we cannot get into, really. Like, just as much as this.
Sex?
No, I wish. And it says... It's more nerdy than it's. If you could be any hero from a game, who would it be and what would you do?
Myself, for Persona 4.
Yeah, I'd be Doom Guy. He's everybody.
Doom Guy.
Can it be Ditto?
Ditto's relatively hero based.
It would never be real, though, dude. You'd just be somebody else your whole life, looking for that one spark of originality.
It's alright, I get to fuck everybody.
No, Eric gets to fuck you for eggs.
Man, that shit went really bad.
Does that count? Does Ditto count?
I guess if you wanted to count.
Wait, can I just want to be honest.
Dude, I've become Max Payne because I love Ditto's and shit. And I'd live forever a man of conviction for my wife and child.
Why don't you just be spoil yourself?
Oh, and then I could totally be a man of conviction. But his stuff's alright. His daughter's alright and stuff.
But you get to shoot things and
I'd be like Assassin's Creed with his pistol. Okay, I'd be
and then you can just be a fucking easy auditory.
I'd be Splinter Cell, but drunk all the time.
Sam Fisher?
I'd be Sam Fisher, but drunk all the time. I'm not bald either, I have my hair.
Now you gotta have a sweet head, man.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, who's a fucking hero that's
bald? Well, Double Agent,
he Cole, dude.
Huh?
Cole's pretty
cool. No, he's got a fucking nice fuzz.
No, remember Splinter Cell? Tom Clancy Splinter Cell, who is it? Double Agent, cuts his hair.
He's bald?
Yeah, he's a prisoner. He shaves his hair. He has a badass beard, though.
That doesn't make sense!
Weird.
You can fucking hide shivs in there. And,
That's why the government was trying to help him. At the same time, he's a double agent. Who was a triple agent?
Was it like some salt shit? Where she's like working for everyone?
Except everyone.
And no one?
Sexing her body to all of them?
Except everyone knows that Sam Fisher is sexier.
You know who's sexier than him, though? Snake.
Oh my god, we're gonna get started.
I was...
Seriously, don't get him started.
I was kind of upset in Metal Gear Solid and the vision just because when you're telling me that... That's all that is he said, like...
Did you know fighting the Beast and the Beauty was a metaphor for sex?
Really?
Yeah.
So, just took the shit out of her metaphor face.
Yeah, just like, think about it. You have to fight all the aggravating parts to get to the one. Oh, I thought the cat was going to scratch.
Oh, that's true or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that was some good gameplay.
I'm off Thursday.
Fuck. Close
Thursday. Oh, no, stop it! You're not taking my shifts. Every time he takes one of my shifts, he gains my courage.
You work on that?
Yeah, here's a pizza with you. Sexing up all the ladies.
Nice!
Nice.
How's it going over there?
High five. It's pretty good, man.
Wait.
Like objects.
Talking on the subject of pizza.
Do you want to get some?
Ninja Turtles,
What's the best pizza you've ever had?
Mario's. Brothers.
And Twitch is back, we can talk again. Sparrows.
God damn it, I'm not gonna.
Sparrows, we if did? You guys are in El Paso, hit up the whatever. There's a Sparrows right there. Wonderful pizza, great beer.
Okay, so in your absence, you might have to go back and
cut all
this whole. I
choose you. What was, Ricky choose
if you could be any hero from the game, who would it be and what would you
down.
Do?
I have these in the open.
So,
oh my god,
we have
why?
A real. We have a really good question. Did you ask this to them already?
Yeah, I did. Yes, they kind of just like Max Payne and Splinter Cell.
Wait, what was the real question?
Who's drunk?
What was the question?
I started as Max Payne, then I went to Splinter Cell drunk.
You wanted to
with
be
with a gray head of hair.
Yeah.
Not bald.
What's his name? Sam
Fisher.
Sam Fisher.
Because he fishes for compliments.
So, okay, again, the question. No, that's what you said.
He's like, man, I can't. Like, no, I totally can't shoot, and everyone's dead.
Okay, go. Just be loud.
Alright, if you could be any hero from a game, who would it be and what would you do?
James from the Game of Life.
I would be.
That's I like this guy's right.
Awesome answer. That's a good answer.
I would be. Oh.
Who would you be and what would you do?
Can I be the Flash?
It doesn't have to. It doesn't fucking have to be like
part of story. Character. Like,
that is.
You can be a person, but what would you
how
do?
How real is
so
the
it's
Flash?
Like you're only picking a person for like their world and the things that they can do and do anything with that.
Basically, you become that person. Well, like it's you. It's not them. And any like it's just you. But they know you're super.
That makes sense for you.
1v1 me the Fallout, right?
I'd be my character in Fallout, but in Metro. In Metro Last Light.
Oh, dude, the guy in Fallout could kick the guy from Metro's ass so fast.
Yeah.
He, like, developed a perk where he could breathe poisonous air and get health from it.
And then he just becomes a dark one.
And then his dog would just become wonderful. Did you say a dark one?
Is that what they call it?
The dark one? Yeah.
I think it's
just become a dark one.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. How the
probably Kratos and stay with my family.
That's not
no, but your family's dead. That's
no,
why
that's
you're
what I'm
Kratos.
Saying. Like it says, I can be there. What would I do? But like, fucking, I would use the goddamn.
No, but if
that
you
turns
were...
from the time shit that you get in second gun, the second game to go back before I kill them, stop myself. A more powerful girl, stop my pee. So
but at that family. Point, would you be human enough to think like that?
Yes.
You know what? I would become Zeus and strike down his family. That's my choice.
Oh my
so
god.
So the cycle will just continue
yes.
now?
Yes.
Can I be Link from the Wind Waker?
Yes, you can.
You know what?
I would also strike him down as well on the seas. I'd ask my brother Poseidon to murder him.
You know what he'd yell
no,
as he
totally
killed
the family?
1v1
me
not! 1v1 me no about their killer family!
Sure, I was good.
Fuck. Where's your old dragon shit now, son?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? He really wants to be Zeus just so you'll finally 1v1
him. Yeah, exactly.
And he's gonna give you a sword that gives you a bunch of.
And Sean would be Tom DeLonge from any rock band.
Oh,
Link
Tom?
Song.
Tom is Sean is Master Chief. he was the hero I needed when Xbox was big. He was the one that I had to wait.
Fuck, that's a good question. I can't think enough to get to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
Answer.
That girl's one was like, you know.
Like, yeah, right off my back, I thought, like, DMC4 Dante.
Oh,
why wouldn't you choose Bayonetta?
You better not play new DLC.
I don't want to be Luca, maybe.
I didn't play all night.
Looking, what's his,
I think I'd want to be Bayonetta.
Why?
Have sexies with myself?
Stay at home and masturbate with your hair all day.
Oh, then I just become Lara Croft or so
I'd be Nathan Fillion from Halo 3 ODST.
Oh, you get to be Buck, huh?
So you get to kiss that man face lady up there?
Yeah.
And save the gas bag.
Fuck, it's a weird.
Fuck,
yeah,
there's,
dude, they kept trying to
there's a really. I don't know
like,
if you ever
played
Twitch. Have you called I Ninja?
What?
I Ninja?
I was like, 1v1 me, the engineer faggot. I killed him, and we lost.
360.
I was like, 360 SMG.
It was an old game. It was just like, did you play this ninja?
Why would
that Avengers sense he's dead? He's like, by killing, like, holy shit. It's like, you gotta look it up.
Or Corvo.
I wanted to be making
I like to be Corvo.
I'd be the assassin that rivals Corvo, so at some point, me and Ricky.
He just wants to be a hero that's going to trump your hero at every fucking turn.
No, 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 no. The assassin loses to Corvo.
I'd be that ship from Galaga.
I'd be the second ship that hooks up to his ship.
Just making you way better. You were incomplete without him.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I'd be a ninja from that really obscure iNinja game.
iNinja? Like, that
was a
GameCube? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Which
would be Metroid Prime?
I'd be Pikachu.
I'd be Samus from Metroid Prime, no, just so I could live on Talon 4.
I like that you would be Pikachu, because that leads to another question saying, which is our favorite Pokemon?
My favorite Pokemon? His is Ditto, obviously.
James is Ditto?
My favorite Pokemon is Mewtwo, because he was never successful, but he always tried to be the anti-hero that he couldn't be.
Okay.
So he understood love.
I fucking love Weavile, dude. Typhlosion.
Weavile is like fucking top percentage Pokemon.
Scyther! Because he's always
Scyther!
Like,
Scyther!
Or fucking Scizor, Snorlax, dude.
Dude, Scizor sucks compared to Scyther.
Yeah, he does.
You know how fucking chill is
training with scissors, man? Stupid.
Go run with these. No, definitely Typhlosion.
Typhlosion?
Fucking Weavile.
I destroyed the Leaf 4 with him. Not destroyed, I beat him.
I beat Duskull.
Duskull?
You don't want to beat Duskull.
And I express...
You can always do that.
I think Vanette, though. Wouldn't you want to be Vanette and just be like, yeah, you're fucked.
I'd be this box and just spread like Tales of Misery and Gold.
It's not who would you be, what's your favorite one?
Nah, what about
I would say mine's Cubone. Always be Cubone.
Chabom Bomb.
Okay, that's it.
Either Cubone or Mincino.
Chabom Bomb.
Huh.
Mincino?
That is
the shittiest Pokemon.
I like that little guy. I think my favorite Pokemon's Haunter.
Yes.
Can I be
Nux?
What's that? Can I be Trubbish?
What? Can I be Trubbish? And then Arcanine. No, yeah, Arcanine more than Growlithe. And then fucking Bidoof.
Oh!
Bidoof. Got a shiny.
Give me that! Bones?
Bones? I'm going to tone it out because I want a girl to be an alligator.
Fucking Blastoise because he has IRL guns inside of him.
But those
How do you think they're working there?
It's like taking a piss on your
head. He just drinks. He just keeps drinking water, and then
like he sweats a lot.
Where do you think, like, what do you think is in there? Like the mechanism? Like I think there's a bunch of clinks in there.
I know. You know what's in there? Water.
A turtle shell.
It's like a geyser.
like the cannon is actually just really dense water.
I imagine
so dense that
like
it's geyser, metal.
So it's just like.
I would put a
okay, so to sum it up, Blastoise.
Cubone.
Wait,
I was more serious on Haunter.
Haunter.
Cubone.
Chabomba.
Ah, dude, fucking Gengar.
Cubone.
Gengar.
Charizard.
Fucking top percentage.
Charizard. Typhlosion.
Haunter is a better statted Pokemon than Gengar, though.
Dude, fucking Gengar.
Haunter.
He would
Gengar.
Dude, Haunter is fucking scarier.
Hentar?
Hentar is harder.
No tentacle porn on this podcast.
Dude, can I be tentacle now? You can be Haunter, and I'll put my tentacles all over your haunting.
So, what's the next question, Michael?
Okay, next question is, do we like Futurama?
Yes.
Fuck yes, we do.
Well, I mean, I like Futurama. I'm not sure what to think about the
Comedy
Central season.
Hey, we've
done
like 6 questions. When are you going to kiss? That's my question.
Another question would be like,
I'm going to be sad when it ends.
Well, he's going to 1v1 me when he feels confident.
What game? Fucking...
Because it doesn't matter.
Knife game.
I won't.
Knife game.
In real life.
He'll still beat you with that knife.
He can have a little... I'll use... Also,
if I could be any character...
No, hero.
Did you look at the...
It would be the Green Lantern from Injustice.
Mr. Mime because he bangs Ash's mom?
Mostly just because the Green Lantern is one of my favorite characters in fiction.
Why?
I'd be the Green Arrow. From Injustice. Just a...
You get a sweet beard?
Yeah.
That's why.
He's got a fucking sweet-ass beard.
I'd be judgmental.
And then just so that if I ever got to the point where, like, I'd be in critical, like, I'm gonna die situation, I'd just look to the sky and yell, GORK!
Can there be Galactus from NBC3? He was a hero, right?
He wasn't a hero, but wasn't hero, right? It was just character.
No, it was a hero.
No, he was a hero to his people. Yeah. The eater of worlds that he ate. That's what they wanted, and that's what he did. He was their hero. He lived on eating other ones.
I liked it. He's a villain.
He's a villain?
No. What's that molecule dude? Molecule Man.
Molecule Man.
Like the guy that can, like, just like.
Can it be Earthworm Jim?
Ant-Man?
No. Like, the one that can, like.
Yeah,
what game?
I don't know. He's just, like, from Marvel, I think.
Oh, he's just Marvel character?
I'd be Munch. From Munch's Odyssey.
So they can munch on Reno all day.
Either that or Stranger. From
I think you'd take to Stranger before Munch. Because Stranger is more of a person.
Well, the question was... the question was video games.
Yeah. Video games.
So we answered that.
Yeah.
I
pulled in, but that's real... Like within
I would much
games.
Rather be Stranger from my world. I changed my answer.
I'd be Jack from Jack and Dexter, because I love that world. It's so great.
That'd be Chabom-bom.
Like, just to experience that world?
That whole thing. And then, okay, so the other question...
Twitch would be Metroid Prime.
the whole thing. I would be the Metroid Prime, like, just sitting in a crater the whole game.
Could I be the guy from Bit Trip Runner?
Commander Radio?
Kill myself?
So, these next questions...
Or Commander James Pickman.
Oh, can I be Commander James Shepard?
Technically, yes.
Oh, that's it. I've chosen my lifestyle.
Commander James Shepard?
Are your fingers okay?
Yeah, okay, so these next questions are kind of... They might be really, like...
Well, they're still white.
Make us talk a lot. It's... Do you guys like every type of music?
No, well, I don't like person, every type
I'm
of
the only
music.
Person who hates music in the world. That's one.
That's a good answer.
I don't like every kind of music either.
I don't like
this.
Ricky.
This question can be answered simply. No.
Yeah, is this a yes or no, or like... Do we just stop?
So?
I have the potential to like every kind of music.
This can branch out.
Okay.
They basically say, like, do you guys like every type of music?
No.
How so or how not?
No.
Well, when you get down to really detailed subgenres, then at that point, I have to say no. Like, I do not like stank-ass rap.
Yeah.
Get at Twitch.
No. Just like as a subgenre. In my
stank-ass
head,
rap,
if I can label something as
subgenre of
stank-ass... No, you can talk to, like, Jay-Z and ask him, dude, classify, like, 10 songs as stank-ass rap, and I'm pretty sure he'll define the genre.
So, no. We do not like every type of music.
Because he has 99 problems and a bitch is not one, so a skank would not be one.
No, obviously stank rap is a problem for him.
I mean, we can
get to... stank. Stank is good, but stank ass rap.
So we
what
can
about just... ass rap?
Ass rap can be good. Is
ass
it
rap
like,
sounds like...
Is it like rape. Rhythmic farts up against a microphone?
Yeah, ass rap. It's just farting up against a microphone with the occasional shit coming out.
So, alright. Well,
but yeah, like,
that.
I do like... Like, I like fields of country, and I like fields of blues, and fields of rock, and fields of rap, and fields of R&B. Like, I can
country.
Like music of any genre.
Stank-ass rap.
I can't. I'm, like, very specific. Like, I listen
Reggae?
To very different music.
Reggae?
Or not. I can't really put that together, but... The question following this one, and every type of game. Like, could
what?
You play, like, any type
oh,
of
I
game?
Oh, I could play a game
yeah.
in any fucking genre.
I'm assuming everybody in this
likes.
Fucking room can say yes.
Except Michael, because he won't 1v1 James.
Except Ricky. Ricky has to play very heavily bad story-based games.
I don't know.
Okay,
would,
I'm going to be in Ricky's camp.
Would any
I'll
of
play
you play, like, a fucking hentai visual novel game?
I better be able to grow with my character. And not just in the pants.
You can grow his tentacles. Oh, people's asses.
Does he advance as, like, his personality
He gets better
goes?
At raping, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
that's it. He's the fucking best character ever, then.
His name
Do
is Shumagora. Legend
All
speaks
of
a tentacle monster with one eye. The one-eyed monster.
Okay, so yes, we can... Pretty
yeah.
much in any situation, we could
I can like any kind of games. I like old Final Fantasies. And Chrono Trigger is one of my favorite games.
Well, that's just a good game. But...
Yeah. That's true. I'm trying to think of like the one game that I liked and played that like a lot of the people that I know were really sort of meh on. And for the longest time, that was Bayonetta until I met you.
I love fucking
you. You guys are hipsters. Look at those hipster
Our friend, Junior too fucking was ready.
Hipster Pikachu shirt.
The Boondocks and fucking Transformers.
It's original.
Coming from the guy wearing a California Republic shirt.
That's fatal. You know what we do to hipsters? I'm serious. That's fatal.
1v1. Okay. So that was a good question. George follows up with the question Steph to Steph's question earlier. Who will we pick for our zombie apocalypse team?
Myself.
Also, pie or cake?
Pie.
Let's answer the easier question first. Pie.
Pie is good.
Pie definitely.
Pie
is
definitely master race.
Pie,
cake
yes.
Kind of
there are six people in this room and we all agree pie.
Even though there are only five on the podcast.
Well, no, because he's playing music.
Oh, we're playing background music.
Oh, that's right.
Wait. Gunzerker, you can regenerate out of him.
Fuck. Yeah, Gunzerker from Borderlands 2.
Two guns regenerate ammo?
Oh, I thought, like, he was talking about real people.
Oh, we're talking
the
real
question
people?
Wasn't specific enough.
It doesn't matter.
Bear Grylls.
He just says...
Bear Grylls and James.
Who?
No. Okay.
Wait, ask him how many people we get for a team.
Yeah, how many... If it's two, can I pick Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal?
After they're done fighting each other, I'll just stop the zombies.
Because then I'll get a show while I'm dying. Right?
I would definitely get... no, not Bear Grylls. You got Bear Grylls. I'll get...
Juliet from Lollipop Chainsaw.
I would get Sean from Shaun of the Dead.
Good. That's good.
Megatron.
Oh wait, you're fucking out.
There's not fake characters.
Like that? Yeah, what the fuck?
Is it real or fake character?
Yeah, they never specified.
Can you name it hot? Okay. I choose Shrek. And the dragon. And the dragon from Skyrim.
Oh, which one?
The Elder Dragons.
Oh god.
All of them.
Okay, so he says.
All of them. No! Okay. Gandalf?
Wait, the gray or the white?
Gandalf the gray?
Doctor Who?
And Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, I choose...
Done! I'm done!
I choose Captain Kirk, Spock...
Oh. That's it for the zombie!
And Bones.
Pepper's in there!
I know, she was eyeing my balls. She's trying to Assassin's Creed my nuts.
Did you pee in front of her?
I did. I was like, watch this, bitch.
And now she's petrified.
And you're like, it'd be Master Chief.
Yeah, pretty sure your phone's done, right?
Should be.
By now. Oh, it's pretty cool.
Thanks, buddy. Let's see.
Okay, so he says 6 to 7 people on our team. I asked him.
Oh,
like,
damn, dude.
I asked him if it's just one team that we all have to, like, have, or, like, each separately.
I'm pretty sure Ricky doesn't need any more people on his team.
No, I got an idea. Everyone chooses one character to bring on our team.
Oh, okay.
That's Kratos.
That's solid, okay. Kratos.
Solid dude. Snake.
Solid Snake?
Mr. T.
Damn, I pity the fool. We better respect that decision.
Oh,
okay, so we have Kratos... Mr. T, Snake. Did you choose already?
Is this one team that we're pulling together?
Yeah, that we can have during the song.
So
Sean chooses Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games.
Okay,
Jennifer Lawrence. From The Hunger Games.
The actress.
Yeah, we've limited the question to be more interesting and saying that like we each pick one person to contribute to our team.
Just constantly,
like which one team? Okay. Like it's us and six.
Zombies is too much
against the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we got Kratos, Mr. T. Solid Snake and Jennifer Lawrence in
the
Hunger Games.
Okay, so let me clarify to the people
asking
questions.
Jennifer Lawrence or...
No, Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games.
So that's exactly what I fucking asked.
So
that's exactly what I fucking told you.
So Katniss?
Jennifer Lawrence
as Katniss. Let me clarify to the listeners. In the Hunger Games.
Wait, Gyarados. No, wait, I changed my answer. All the Elder Dragons in Skyrim.
One!
Find one Elder Dragon who can carry all our other heroes. And I roll for a preposition.
Can we get Momo from Avatar?
No!
You can do whatever you want,
man. Okay,
Mega Man! I choose Mega Man.
Oh my god.
Okay, so
Mega Man
is...
2 Mega Man.
I choose Chuck Green. Dude! Partnered up with Frank West.
Like,
and Jill Valentine. No, there are three people, but they're working as one team with one person.
Okay, wait.
Jill Valentine.
So, in all seriousness, we've got Kratos.
Wait, I changed Mr. T. Hunk.
Oh,
Hunk.
Nice, I like that.
Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games.
A cleric from Dungeons & Dragons, so he could just turn all the undead.
Well, you have to roll every time you choose that.
And I would definitely have to pick...
You can't choose Doctor Who, that's like 12 people.
Yeah,
he can pick all those dragons.
Yeah, I chose one dragon.
No, Toro would get a shit slammed by the zombies.
He just red hot kicked.
It doesn't matter. Choose Yu-Gi-Oh. I just need to get one good roll and all the zombies are dead.
Yeah, choose Yu-Gi-Oh. You can give cards to the cleric.
His name is Yuki.
Can I pick
Heart of the Cards?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's it.
Last catch.
Ah, shit. I still don't know who I'd pick.
Yeah, because that's not six people. That's
yeah, you can pick the six animals. Doctor. Batman, no, Superman. Actually, Superman.
Wait,
which one? By a zombie.
He won't, because there's like, oh, man. Those fucking
bases. Deadpool?
Deadpool. Aw, dude. If he chooses Deadpool, I choose Deathstroke.
Nice.
So, yeah, there you have it.
Okay, so we chose...
I really like Gyarados, though.
We chose a Dungeons & Dragons cleric.
Kratos.
What did I pick again?
Mr. T.
He was my first option. Oh, and Ash Ketchum.
He chose Ash Ketchum. I chose Perseus from Clash of the Titans.
You're changing me every time.
Okay, wait. My original one was Master Chief. That's what I chose.
Okay. And Katniss from...
Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger Games. And then I picked... Fuck. I forgot.
That's you picked fuck.
You picked the physical embodiment of fuck?
No, can we rewind real quick? So I can hear what...
You chose
30 seconds ago me said, so I can say it again?
You chose Frodo from
Lord of the Rings. That's the worst!
You chose Jar Jar Binks.
You said Jar Jar. I'm pretty fucking sure. I heard Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, okay, well then, I can't remember, so I'm just gonna go ahead and pick Mama.
I don't want to be a part of this! I can just turn the undead and she'll be gone. You gotta roll for that, dude. What are the chances that that's gonna happen?
1 in 6? Well, we answered the question like that.
I choose
separately.
Amnesia guy.
Why? He just brings down your fucking team! At that point,
we'll learn to grow.
No, I pick...
We help Daniel.
I pick a Gatling Pea. From Brothers
fucking
Zombies. Plants?
I pick Rick Tofton from Zombies. Nazi Zombies.
Ooh.
German guy. You blew up the world, man.
I don't stick with my cleric.
What's the next question?
Well, he had two variations. It was the one we just answered and separately, which fucking 6-7 characters we get.
You six or it. Seven characters?
Well, no, you're done at your three.
You did yours.
Oh, yeah, I did my three.
Yeah.
So James was Mr. T, Jar Jar, Ditto, I heard.
I didn't say fucking his fucking team.
So, okay, so Twitch, go first. Since it's like...
Okay, I guess a cleric and Bayonetta and Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Because the world needs some comedy.
So it's like three people.
You,
because
you count as a
yeah.
Person.
So you and three other people. Michael.
Okay, so it'd be Kratos, Joel, Clayface from Batman.
And that's it. That's your three.
That's your three.
Wait, hold on. That say weird. It's Kratos, Joel, and Clayface. I say like if it was the same.
And one. You.
So
all the Elder Dragons.
So three of the Elder Dragons.
Three of the Elder Dragons, one of which carries legendary armor.
Oh, God.
And a legendary sword and shield. And a legendary bow that has a limited... No, honestly, okay. I would choose...
So we're not picking real people, we can just pick anybody.
Yeah, anyway. It doesn't matter.
I choose the Dragonborn, one of his chosen dragons from his DLC. And then, Blueberry.
Blueberry! Fucking Blueberry? Oh, that's...
You got still... Johnny Depp. I need someone for comic relief, too.
Ask Sean, because he's not talking to us.
Fucking Blueberry.
Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games. Jennifer Lawrence in Silver Linings Playbook. And Jennifer Lawrence in real life.
And Jennifer Lawrence in The Hunger Games
so,
too.
So I could just get rid of fucking Clayface and say Count Chocula so we can have cereal together. You know,
that's ridiculous. I don't know.
You already picked your three.
Yeah, I know.
What's the next question?
Can I just have the 18?
That's four people.
You choose three people.
Yeah.
You have to get rid of one.
All of the 18 except Face.
I get rid of
I
Face.
I will kill...
You don't have to kill.
Wait, new 18 or old 18?
Yeah. It doesn't matter, all of the ATM except Face.
Can I just have both, like, meet at one point? They become one.
But then you can only choose three.
Or you can choose to make yourself into one of them.
Wait,
half as good as they are.
Hold on, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park 1, the Spinosaurus from Jurassic Park 2.
Oh, nice.
No, the Spinosaurus was in 3.
Oh, okay. Spinosaurus from Jurassic Park 3, and the Raptor from Jurassic Park 2.
Which raptor from Jurassic Park 2?
Why catch the pack of dinosaurs?
They eat people, and zombies are easy people. They're loud and slow and smelly.
That's right, you tame that T-Rex and you're set. You're just right on his
you
head.
Remember that time we were driving out and he was like, yeah, I killed a Triceratops here a while back. Probably still see its carcass. And then proceeded to tell us how he killed it. Oh, yeah. Apparently just by driving a blade through its mouth.
I punched one in the face and it died.
So those were all the questions we've gotten.
Okay, I think we've
got this is a good fucking, like, just
ask Ketchum,
listener question.
Yu-Gi-Oh! And Naruto.
Is that the podcast?
You can do anything.
No video games this
you can play card games against them.
Yeah, that's true, but they all get mad.
He just banished them to the shadow realm.
The zombie? The zombies want to agree to card games. Everyone will go tired of him being good at his game.
It's shadow realm games. They can't do anything about it. They're legally obliged to play.
Okay, I choose the Phantom Zone, the known universe. And,
okay, what?
Red fire truck.
Why are these basic ideas?
Wait, what was his first one? Or was it just
the Phantom Zone?
The Phantom Zone, the known universe, and the red fire truck.
Fire truck! To carry everything in, dude.
What if there's a fire in the known universe?
I pick Leon's briefcase.
Is this Wait. Equipment? Can we just move to equipment?
I pick Chris Redfield.
Chris Redfield is equipment. Kirby! He can destroy obstacles in the way.
Kirby! He can just, like, infinitely keep zombies in him. Sexually.
I still say Mega Man.
But he can only exist in...
Oh, my stomach.
The Herodric Cube is my equipment.
Oh, so now he's real.
I'd have the fucking...
He just has, like, a regular Glock.
The fucking blood from Mario Sunshine.
Blood from Halo.
That too. It'll be in Flood.
Wait, what kind of zombies would we prefer to fight?
Rage zombies.
The Flood.
The hardest challenge there is.
The Flood is the hardest challenge there is.
The Marvel zombies.
Oh,
that's pretty.
Shit. Wait, my balls.
Isn't that like a ridiculous style infection, though? Like,
yeah.
Like it infects Galactus.
It only infects superhumans.
Yeah,
or like people with superpowers.
But spoiler: so, World War Z.
Is that really a spoiler?
No,
World War Z.
Fuck, it really is.
Okay, cool.
Damn it.
Because
the movie's bad.
You didn't like it?
I'm just kidding, I haven't seen it yet.
What the fuck?
Alright, so
okay, wait, my allies are in the
music.
Twilight Zone.
I was about to see the fucking Twilight Zone. Like, I'll choose the Twilight Zone and the Sarlacc Pit from Star Wars.
Tales from the Crypt and Goosebumps.
And Vampyra. The Vampire Stories.
Oh, yeah,
which story's done?
Blue's Clues.
Dora
the Explorer.
Got it.
And...
I feel like this would be a perfect time for all of us to play cards against humanity.
Go Diego Go! Dude. Would be my third option.
Yes.
Because I would be the leader, not them.
There you go. You tell them, they'd ask you what, and you'd be like, there.
Over there. Where?
Like, there.
Over fucking there!
But the fucking dead kids, why didn't make this decision?
Wait, as my options,
I don't know what the
chat?
Question is anymore.
Oh, Google.
I don't
know. And Google Chrome.
No, nice, I like his
What's
style.
The question?
I don't know. Three people you'd bring along with you.
Blue's Clues is not a person.
Blue's Clues,
4chan, and Google Chrome are my options.
Can I just have the internet as my team?
There you go.
Okay. Turn up utilities.
The internet, a nuclear bomb, and...
Photoshop, and ZBrush.
So that fucking Rock Band's drum case, that dude that in Blue's Clues is Notepad, because he can draw anything on that shit.
And a Nintendo 64
and
controller.
Fucking,
and Pepper.
It's okay, let's keep it going. Okay.
Is there any more questions, Michael?
No. Sloth! From the Goonies.
Sloth from the Goonies.
Dude, Ruth?
Sloth from the Goonies, Radar from MASH, and...
Oh, fucking Radar.
And fucking,
An apostrophe from the keyboard.
There you go.
No, the
A loose key?
From the keyboard.
Man, we're gonna get fucking killed in this apocalypse.
Nonsense, dude. Listen,
we've got all this stuff!
Yeah,
we only choose three things. We're not choosing three things at a time to have.
Ghastly.
Yes, we are.
shit. Okay, the crank A from Resident Evil, the crank B from Resident Evil,
and the shaft.
Then the shaft.
I shield, sword, and what was the other key hammer that they had?
A bazooka, Lex Luthor's finisher.
A big bag of cheese.
And Hiroshima.
Just as a general place.
A Big Mac and cheese, America, and Master Chief. And the number 6.
Fuck.
Cybertron,
Megatron, Optimus Prime.
And Shenken Tapa Gurren Lagann.
And the rest of the Transformers universe.
Dude, we are
set. I would just pick every dragon. Every elder dragon.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter and his clone, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
God the Bounty Hunter.
No. Good.
Infinity God Machine.
The only time I stop shooting is when my trigger finger hurts.
It shoots...
gods.
It shoots clips of holiness.
I would just pick a gun that will always shoot. Because when you have to reload, like, it just starts shooting parts of itself.
Oh, didn't we come across that?
And then when you reload it, it just, like, regains its parts.
That sounds like a really broken Dead Rising weapon.
No, my gun from fucking Dead Island, where it has, like, so many bullets.
Stop like, talking about just... terrible games. Stop.
We just started. The bullets, like, are so, like, so many.
Hey, everyone, welcome to episode 12 of the Show No Show.
Episode 12!
E3 hype train!
Woo-woo! Alright guys, so I was just at E3 and I found out that the Xbox will have a Taco Bell button and a Pleasure Yourself button. You don't have no need to leave the house now.
You can just lay there. The same button?
No, it's just a voice command.
I have no need to leave the house now.
No, it's just a voice command, like, pleasure myself. And you jizz.
Man, that was like without any will, dude.
I just pleasure myself.
So do you not enjoy the build? It just happens?
It just like, yeah, it just like, it's like...
I don't enjoy the build.
A signal, it just...
You have to work the shaft, guys. Work the shaft.
I don't enjoy the...
Secrets come out now.
I really don't like the build.
Just wobble the knob.
I'm literally just like, God, just come on, happen already. okay, sleep.
You don't even like, you just, you're just basking it.
Yeah,
until the whole night. Fucking gross.
Can you guys honestly tell me you like the build?
A tub of semen to throw at my enemies.
George, you are getting your money's worth for this question.
God.
George, the
MVP!
MVP!
Pepper has a formality.
I'd be MVP if someone was 1v1.
Kevin Butler.
Evan Cutler.
And Chris Evans.
As Chris Angel.
As Captain David America Blaine. Slash the Human Torch.
And Gandalf.
And Gandalf.
The Gray Slash White. Rides the Elder Dragon Slash Ultimate Dragon.
Gandalf the Light Gray.
Gandalf the Gray riding Alduin? Alderaan?
Okay, Alderaan. Gandalf riding Alderaan.
Alderaan?
Alderaan! Gandalf riding the city in the sky.
Gandalf in control of the Death Star.
This makes more sense to the Final Fantasy plots.
Gandalf in control of the Death Star. Darth Vader with both his hands.
Son of a bitch. He's unstoppable. He's like Darth Maul times two.
And Darth Maul times two.
Wait, can we just mix heroes? Now I want Goro-themed Vader. I want him to have four hands.
He's unstoppable. He's like Grievous times Dark Ball times two times four Darth Vader.
That's what I want! I want that in my team!
I want Captain Picard.
I want the Corporal Master Picard. Of Puppets.
I want Captain team. James Kirk because he's better than Picard.
I just want Octodad.
Octodad.
And I have Optimus Prime, Sentinel Prime, and Ultra Magnus.
And I want EMP to kill his Optimus Prime and Ultra Magnus.
Motherfucker!
I just want Michael to finally 1v1 James.
I want Call of Duty guy Juggernaut armor, all perks.
Oh,
unstoppable!
Holy Wolverine, shit! Juggernaut and Storm
and the infragable Krunk.
These heroes combined.
The infragable cunt punk.
Fuck.
The infragable
punk cunt.
He's the fuck. He's infragable.
The ungrowable cunt. Sean, say something. The people want to know what you sound like.
No, they don't.
Man, nobody really cares. They don't even know what Michael looks this. Like.
Yeah. They don't even know what.
What do you even know what?
Okay, well, thanks for the question, guys.
That was a great game question.
Some other time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
give us episode 12.
We'll stay tuned next week for Last of Us Spoiler Cast. Yes.
And Infamous 2 and Uncharted 3. And Uncharted 2, the superior Naughty Dog game.
You have Uncharted 3?
Might deliver on promises, but that's not a promise.
I
mean,
make sure you're here next week.
I'll try, my friends.
You work Tuesday?
This is so good.
I don't work Tuesdays either.
Nice.
Alright, guys, well.
Shape of bucket of water.
Yeah, so. Shape of.
Thank you guys for making it this far in the podcast if you did. And as always, you can catch us on facebook.com/shownoteshow.
Show me that smile.
Shownoteshow.blogspot.com. And you can follow us all on Twitter at TheGreatDeJambi. With me. Rick Topside. Fats2882 with two T's and Twitch XXB.
Shut the fuck up! Hey, growing pains.
Yeah, thank you everybody for
wait,
tuning
I
in.
Choose John Stamos?
Jason Statham. Sylvester
from
Stallone.
From the end of Fast 6.
Sylvester Stallone.
From the end of Rocky Balboa.
Old and stuff.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And Rambo.
I choose Rambo.
Can I have Danny
Judge
Glover
Dredd,
on my team too?
The original Judge Dredd and Rocky.
I mean Sylvester
so
Stallone.
So just
okay,
through
so
Sylvester
I am the law.
So Charlie Cowley.
I choose new Judge Dredd, an MMA fighter, to be his Rocky.
Danny DeVito. Frank from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And the guy who does the voice for the Lorax.
I choose the penguin, Danny DeVito.
So Danny DeVito.
And Frank for Always Sunny Blue.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
So I choose a pudding
I
cup.
I the other two, though.
A spoon to eat the pudding cup with. And that fucking, that wall scroll of AC/DC.
I pick the end of this show.
I pick slash thread. The slash in slash thread and the word thread.
I choose Slenderman, the rake, and 4chan.
And thread.